And now it's, I don't know if you're aware, but this week is in fact Cervical Cancer Prevention Week. And it's a week obviously to get people to talk about it, and an awareness week as well. Dr. Katrina Hanschen is Medical Director of the Irish Family Planning Association, and she joins us on the line. Katrina, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Colm. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Always good to raise any level of awareness and about any cancer. What are the figures at the moment in Ireland for cervical cancer?
Well, about roughly 300 women annually are diagnosed, new diagnoses of cervical cancer, and about 100 women per year dying from it.
Is that figure gone up, gone down, stayed steady?
It hasn't really changed an awful lot. I mean, there will be minor fluctuations from year to year, but there hasn't been anything hugely significant in recent years.
I know in various cancers there are levels of breakthrough, and there's some exciting news coming down the line apparently, as well as some drugs that have been tested. Is that the case for cervical cancer as well?
Well, I think the big thing with cervical cancer is the fact that, you know, there's so much known about the way it develops, about the cause, which is the human papilloma virus, the fact that we've actually got a vaccine. It's the first cancer ever that there has been a vaccine created to prevent it occurring, and that we have what we call a very, very long lead-in period with cervical cancer. So, I mean, if you have a cancer where it takes a long time to develop, but you can actually detect something if you look, if you have a test during that time, then that allows you to intervene either early or, as in this case, before the cancer even starts.
So, in essence, we should be able to reduce those figures, especially of women dying of cervical cancer, to zero.
As close as you can possibly imagine. You're never, ever going to have 100% reduction, because there will always be rare cases where something doesn't behave the way it normally does. But you would have, you could eliminate 99% of cancers if you had a really, really good uptake on both the vaccination and the screening.
Okay, well, let's talk about what people should do and the prevention, what women should do. First off is the smear test. What if somebody's never had a smear test before?
Okay, well, I mean, if someone's never had a smear test before, then once they're over 25, basically, they can contact their local doctor, local family planning clinic, or they can look up the website, which is cervicalcheck.ie, and look for a smear taker in their area, or they can call the free phone number, which is 1800 45 45 55, and again, somebody there will get on the phone and explain to them where they would locate a smear taker in their area. Once they know where they're going to go, all they need to do is ring up and make a smear appointment. Once they do that, having the smear taker will automatically register them on the program. So they don't have to wait for a letter, and they don't have to get registered.
So, I mean, there are women who will go through life and not have a smear test. I often think that it's the word is quite harsh, smear test. Well, I know it's too late now to change it, but...
Yeah, and I mean, that comes from the fact that the cells are smeared onto a slide.
Yeah.
That's all that comes from. So it's actually nothing to do with the actual test-taking part of it at all.
So it's not a painful process by any means.
I mean, it's very mildly uncomfortable. You're talking about, you know, we do have to take cells from the neck of the womb, and sometimes people feel like this involves, you know, something sharp or something like that, but literally it's done with a soft plastic brush that literally just wipes away some cells. So there's nothing painful or sharp or anything like that being used.
What about, and I mean, again, you probably get this asked, if a woman says, well, look, I'm not sexually active, do I need a smear test?
Well, if she has ever been sexually active, the answer is simple, yes. Okay. If there's somebody who has never been sexually active, their risk of developing cervical cancer is extremely low, and it may be difficult to actually take a test. But if they have queries or they're concerned that they may still be in some way at risk, they can make an appointment and talk to a smear taker about it.
What about women in a same-sex relationship?
They, again, because the virus is spread by skin contact, they may still acquire the virus, and depending on their individual practices, they may be at very low risk or they may be at slightly higher risk, and again, there may be issues with difficulty taking the test. But again, I would see women like that, and as long as they come in and they talk to the smear taker, you know, we'd be in a position to say, well, this is the situation for you, and either, we'll just proceed straight away and take a test, or we can try and take a test, or we can advise them on whether or not they need it.
So what is HPV?
It's called human papilloma virus, which is essentially a variant of a wart virus.
Okay,
so I mean, it's an extremely common prevalent virus. They would estimate that probably 50 to 80% of women have come in contact with HPV during their lifetime.
And it's through contact, it's through physical contact.
Yeah, so it's through sexual contact, but it doesn't have to be sexual penetration. Okay,
right.
So I mean, it can be genital contact.
Okay.
So that's, I suppose, the important thing. So it's extremely transmissible. It passes very, very easily once it's there. And there will be no symptoms to suggest that you have it.
Mm.
So people will not know.
So at what stage do they find out?
Well, they will only... I mean, cervical cancer really only causes symptoms at a very advanced stage.
Right.
So if people are kind of reassuring themselves that they have nothing abnormal, that they're fine, you know, that is false reassurance, because by the time they, even if they went straight away, if they had any abnormal symptoms, if it was from cervical cancer, they're now looking at major surgery at the very least. Whereas if they're detected at the precancerous stage, you're talking about an outpatient treatment at most.
And how often should... actually, somebody texts in and say that they've had a hysterectomy. Do they need to have a smear test?
That depends, okay? Some women who have a hysterectomy need to carry on having smears as normal, because it is in some cases not possible to remove the cervix, depending on the reason for the hysterectomy. Some women may have had abnormal cells detected either shortly before or during the hysterectomy, and they will be advised to have a number of smear tests afterwards, and if they're all clear, then they can stop at that stage.
Mm.
And some women who have a hysterectomy for entirely separate reasons and whose smear tests were always negative before and there was no abnormal cells in the tissue at hysterectomy don't need to have them at all.
Mm.
So the simple advice, I suppose, would be the person who, let's say the GP you were attending when you had the hysterectomy, will probably have a discharge note from the hospital, and they should be able to advise you what your circumstances are. And if it's not possible to be sure or to find out, then make an appointment and go ahead and have the smear.
It's free. I mean,
it's free.
Okay, so if you go down to your GP, there's no money changes hands.
No, if you go and make a smear test appointment and that's what you're having and you're not having anything else, then that's a completely free appointment.
And how often should you have one?
If your test result comes back negative, that is no abnormal cells, initially anybody entering the program will be called back after 3 years, regardless of age. And then after that, women between 25 and 44 are advised to continue coming every 3 years. And once they go over 45, it's every 5 years.
And did I ask, what age should you start?
25.
25, okay. But what about maybe somebody in teenage or whatever that's sexually active or whatever?
Well, I suppose that the rationale is that it takes a very long time for the HPV virus to cause cell changes that are going to progress to become to cancer. So, and also quite a lot of people will actually clear it themselves. So some of those people would have minor abnormalities, all right, if they had a test early on, but if they were tested again a year later, they'd be clear. So what we're looking for is the ones that aren't clearing by themselves. And it's extremely, extremely unlikely that by age 25 they're going to have progressed beyond a precancerous stage. So we want to pick them up from there on.
And this week is about just raising the awareness and obviously getting every woman involved are knowledgeable about it.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, the pearls, I suppose, which people can get free from pharmacies, and they have a little information pack in them that just tells them about the smear test and about cervical cancer. And the idea, I suppose, is that when people see them wearing, you know, when people see other people wearing it, that they will talk about it amongst themselves.
Well, there's a website as well, cervicalcheck.ie.
Which has excellent information, both on the practical issue of what it's like to have a smear test, where to get it, all of that, and also about cervical cancer. So it's a really informative website.
Okay. All right. Listen, good talking to you, Katrina.
Okay, thanks very much, Colin.
We'll put the details up on our website, all
okay.
right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.